Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, I just called and entered a sweepstakes. And then after entering, I found out that this is a monthly charge of 50-something-something on my credit card, and I don't want that.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it, but has any charges come off your account?
I don't know, and I don't care. I don't want them to come off my account.
If you haven't put any of your card information in, therefore the charge never went through.
I already put in my card information. It was supposed to be a $2 shipping fee on a prize I won.
Okay, no problem. I can check into it for your zip code.
38260.
First and last name?
Jenny Ramage.
Billing address for security purposes, please.
524 Pat Gibbs Lane, Troy, Tennessee.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am, reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken, and it was to win a mixer, and along with that mixer did come Bite Hub app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. We could reduce it down to $20 a month if you're interested in receiving the recipes.
I'm not.
Okay, no problem. There will be an email confirming the cancellation and also the process of the refund within the next 24 to 48 hours. 3 to 5 business days for funds to fall back into your account. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, have you already charged about $60 to my account?
That $59.89 charge did come off the account, which will be falling back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, if you will give me the cancellation number, I'll appreciate it.
Says and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920.
920.
527.
527.
464.
464.
Yes, ma'am, and I meant no harm of correcting you on that charge amount. I just wanted you to make sure what you were looking for was the $59.89 charge that will be reversed within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, what if this doesn't come off?
What do you mean? The account is canceled, ma'am. You just have to give it 3 to 5 business days for your findings to fall back into your account. Once we cancel the account,
okay,
there would be no future charges.
Okay. Can I ask you a question just since I have you on the phone?
Sure.
Why does your company do this and mislead people?
I'm sorry if information within terms, conditions does go unnoticed, but information are there before completing that transaction. I do understand if the customer is not interested, then they can just always call in and we can, you know, go through the process that we went through today. So I'm sorry if that was a little frustrating, but terms, conditions always present the information.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.